March 27th. This is Lee. And I want to talk to y'all about the past and how a lot of people can't get over their past. Now, when you think about the past, a lot of us automatically think of something negative or a traumatizing event in the past. And we believe that we haven't come to terms with whatever that past is. And that's the reason why we can't get to where we're trying to get to in the present. But I look at it a little bit differently. I look at it as, if you don't realize that each day you wake up, there's another day, and this is another opportunity for you to do something different, this is a fresh start, then you're going to continuously build yourself up to let yourself down, because you're keep trying to attain something that you didn't reach in the past, or you might be trying to reach a goal, accomplish a goal that you had in the past, and you never was able to accomplish that goal, so you still focused on it, you still trying to get to it. The problem with that is, there's a reason why that goal, whatever goal it is, or whatever the situation is, there's a reason why you haven't reached it yet. It may not be meant for you to reach it. But just that being stuck in the past, it keeps you in. It stops you, it prevents you from being great. I'm guilty of it. I think about a lot of the things I do for money and a lot of the plans that I have with money and why I want this and why I want this and why I want that. But when I sit back and break down every answer to the question why this and why this and why that, as I break those down, I realize it has something to do with something that I wanted or something that I never completed in the past. Everything is that. I want to go back to school. I want to get my bachelor's degree. Only because I didn't get it when it was time to. I know it would help me, but I only want it because I think it will better help me, but because this is a goal that I didn't accomplish in the past. I want to do this, that, and the third with the money. I want to stack it. I want to be able to grab this, that, and the third, because back then I couldn't grab it or I couldn't have this. When the attitude that I need to have about everything is, okay, I woke up today, it's a fresh start, let's go get it. It takes the weight off your shoulders. The weight is released off your shoulders once you just focus on whatever it is you need to focus on and whatever that may be. But if you're stuck in that frame of mind that you have to get it or you have to do this because of something that had happened in the past, like I said, you're going to continuously let yourself down because you haven't reached it. If it was meant for you to reach that goal, regardless of when that goal became a reality for you trying to obtain, you would have got there already. It might take a little bit longer. It might take for you to be more mature to reach the goal that you're trying to reach. But it should be about, everything should be about progress. And I believe not individual goals or individual. I mean, for example, like, instead of me saying I want to go back to school, I want to go to college, I want to get a degree, my goal is to be financially stable. Now, in the reality, in the real world, is there's only a few, if not one way, to be financially stable. And that is having a job. I don't care how you can sell the cheapest and to sell the most drugs and think you got the safest hustle in the world. That's not financially stable. That's not financially comfortable. Because if it was, you never would have to worry about any of the consequences that's coming from doing something illegal. There are no consequences from going to work every day except for being tired and making money every week or biweekly. That's a consequence of going to work. Meaning, regardless of how much you make it, you can say that you're financially stable because you have a certain amount of income coming in. Being financially comfortable is not having to worry about finances in any way, shape, or form. That should be your goal. Because if my goal is to be financially comfortable, now I'm knocking away, I'm eliminating the individual goals. And by knocking away the individual goals, I'm not creating that weight on my shoulders that feel like I have to do X, Y, and Z. I just have to do this. Whatever it means to do this, whatever it means to be financially comfortable, I have to do everything within that falls underneath of that. So when I wake up Monday and I wake up Tuesday and I wake up Wednesday, I'm not saying, oh, I got to get it because I didn't get it on Monday, or I got to get it because I ain't get it on Tuesday. No. My goal is to be financially comfortable. So every day I have to take steps to be financially comfortable. It's like that in everyday life with everything that we do. With everything that we do, whether it gets done right then and there or we push it back to the back burner to do it later, if you live life trying to get what you never had, it's a horrible weight on your shoulders. It's horrible. It never allows you to be the person that you probably actually would be. Focus on the now. Focus on what's in front of you. And when it comes to the past, don't focus so much on what you couldn't do. Because if you focus so much on what you couldn't do, you're going to try to take steps just to do that. And that might not be the thing that's going to get you to the next level. That might just be something in your past that was unfinished. So I want you to think about it. I'm not going to make a long, drawn-out speech about it, but if you can, try to think about whatever that goal or whatever the thing is that you need to do and generalize it instead of making it just specific. Because when you do that, when you make that goal specific, you have to accomplish it. And when you do not accomplish it, you're going to drive yourself crazy trying to do it just because you didn't. Whereas if you generalize it, it generally is something that becomes part of your makeup. It generally becomes something that you're thinking about on a regular basis. So generally, you're never going to get caught up with, oh, I didn't get a chance to do it, or I didn't do it right this time. You're never going to reach that point because it's always that. So just think about that, man. Do not wake up with yesterday's baggage and yesterday's weight and try to move forward. Think about it. Don't dwell. And take steps to generalize whatever specific goals you had that you didn't obtain. So that generalization in itself is freeing some of the weight off your shoulders. Think about it. And just, you know what I mean, see my vision. Listen to the vision.